Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
How you doing, Miles? My name is Christopher Santos. I was calling you guys because I just got an email about my payment not going through and my shipments will stop until I pay.
Okay. Can you confirm the address associated with the order?
Yes. 700 Northeast 122nd Street, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and the zip code is 73114.
And the apartment number?
I'm sorry, 4707.
And then finally, the email address.
Yes, CRIVERAS102@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And I'm just pulling up the notes on the order so I can get a better idea as to what happened and why the payment would not have been successful.
I know why the payment wasn't successful. I'm just...
Was it insufficient funds?
Yes.
Okay, so if it's because of insufficient funds, as long as the funds are available on Tuesday, you're good to go.
Okay.
If you need more time, I could, I could suspend your shipments if you need more time. But the way that it works is like we try to charge, and if the charge doesn't go through, we send you an email and say, hey, there's a problem with your payment method. Please give us a call to correct the issue. But if the issue is only insufficient funds, then you really, we don't have to like update your card information unless you want to update the payment information. We wouldn't have to update the payment information. You could just wait until the next attempt to charge, which would be in this case Tuesday, because we only ever charge on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Okay. The reason I called wasn't because of the payment issue. It was because it's saying I'm not going to receive my shipments, right? But I already had two shipments that were supposed to come with the last shipment, but they never showed up.
Okay. And I actually see that on your account, it says your next billing date's the 21st, which would be Friday of next week. So it actually looks like there's not going to be another attempt to charge until Friday. But in regards to what you just mentioned, what was not included in your shipments? Because I see in your previous shipments from April 2nd, it was supposed to be 11 through 14, and the binder and the tin plate. And then from the April 30th, it was supposed to be the Ghostbusters cap and issues 15 through 17.
Yes, I got the one with the cap, but the other one I did not receive. And there was
you haven't received the one from, okay, so the one with issues 11 through 14, so I need to look into that for you.
11 through 14 and, 11 through 14, I think it was 6 through 10. There were, because I didn't receive them and I had called already about this, and they were supposed to send them already. Yeah, I already put it in to send it, but I haven't gotten the emails for confirmation, and I haven't gotten the shipments themselves.
Okay. So did you mean the shipment including 7 through 10?
Yes, 7 through 10, and then 11 through 14.
Got it. Okay.
With the template and the binder.
Let's see here. So I'm just researching what's going on. Let's see here. So April 2nd was 11 through 14, and that would have shipped out on, looks like April 8th. So let's check tracking on that. USPS currently awaiting package. So let's see what DHL has to say about it. Let's see here. Okay, so maybe it's not with DHL. Let's try something else. I don't know if this is going to work. Let's see here. No, it's not with Newgistics, and it's not trackable through DHL. So then that, I'm just going to have to do a reship on that. That's going to be the only option for that.
That's what I was told happened, that there was a reship. Hold on.
I see your two reships were requested, and they were sent on May 7th and May 8th have the same tracking number. And then there's a tracking number for May 13th. And then a load up order was sent, a load up offer was sent to you. I don't know if you took advantage of the load up offer, but let me check the tracking from May 8th or May 7th. They're both the same tracking number. There may be some information on those. Yeah, so those that arrived at the shipping partner facility and USPS is awaiting the item as of May 13th. So that's on its way. And then let me see if there was another. Well, the other tracking number, I doubt it's going to have any helpful information because it was just generated on the 13th. So within those 2 days, I doubt there's really much of any update. But let's see here. Let's see what DHL has to say about it. And they say it's en route to DHL e-commerce. And it'd be really cool if an email blast was sent out to every single customer to let them know that when they track their package and they pull up the USPS tracking info, and it says something like USPS currently awaiting item, whatever that, you know, whatever it says. If USPS doesn't have it, it'd be cool if Eagle Moss would send out a blast to everybody that says, when tracking your packages, you may go to DHL.com and enter the USPS tracking number so you can track your package as it makes its way to your area, at which point DHL will release the package to the Postal Service, and you can continue tracking it through the U.S. Postal Service website. Because not everyone is aware of that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. But I also haven't – that was another concern, because I haven't received an email with the tracking numbers for the reshipments.
Then let me send you an email with a bunch of tracking information.
Awesome. Let's see here.
So we're going to start out with the one that's on its way. Let me get rid of the tracking that I have currently pulled up so there's no confusion. Okay, so now pull this one back up. And let's see here. And I'm going to pull up on DHL as well. Okay. And let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
No problem, man. I believe me, I know how customer service can be. So,
oh, it's just taking me a little bit of time to piece everything together for you so that you have as much detailed information as possible. In fact, I'm glad that when you called that you got me on the phone, because I don't know of anyone else that actually does this.
Awesome.
Anyone else, I believe, would just tell you, okay, well, this is the status of your package. It's on its way. If you haven't received it within such and such time, just give us a call back. But me, I go so far as to I'll send you an email from my personal customer service email, just to get you the information that you need. I mean, it's not hurting anything. I'm just trying to help. And the email is a Gmail email, so it's completely 100% safe and legitimate.
Let's see. Well, I appreciate that. Sure.
Oh, you're very welcome. And now you know, too, if you ever have USPS tracking and USPS doesn't have the package, you can go to DHL.com, plug in your USPS tracking number, and then track it at the DHL website so you can keep an eye on it as it's making its way to, you know, to your area.
Yeah, and that's cool, you know, because I actually didn't know that you could do that with, at least with Eagle Moss. I don't know if that works with everything else.
Oh, no. Other companies either just ship straight through United States Postal Service or another carrier, or they might use a different partner shipping provider.
Still, that's super cool, though. Like, I didn't know that was a thing.
And let's see here. And it won't be too much longer now.
Danny, Alex, what you doing, Bob? So you're chilling down? Okay.
Okay, let's see here. And I have sent an email to your email address. I can wait for you to verify receipt of the email. That's not a problem.
Well, I'm currently on my email. So, Eagle Moss, bam, confirmed. Awesome. I have the email.
Very nice. And so you see you have the links for DHL and USPS for the May 8th and May 13th shipments.
Yes. I really, really appreciate this, boss.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's absolutely my pleasure. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
Not today.
Okay. Well, sir, I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you, Miles. You too. I really hope you have a good weekend too.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.